Good afternoon, and thank you all for being here today for this very, very special occasion. On behalf of owner Pat Bolin and the rest of our organization, we are thrilled to welcome back Gary Kubiak as the 15th head coach of the Denver Broncos. I'd like to welcome Gary's wife, Rhonda, and acknowledge their three sons, one of whom, Klein, is probably in the audience somewhere. He works for us in the personnel department, as well as their other two boys, Clay and Clint. They aren't here today, but we look forward, hopefully, to see them very, very soon here at Dove Valley. John Elway will speak to you shortly about the process of identifying Coach Kubiak as the right head coach to lead this organization. I want to commend John, first of all, though, for an organized, focused manner in which he went about this process of hiring our next head coach. It was a fast-moving ordeal, and he got through it very, very well, very organized. It requires 24-hour attention, and he secured and identified the right man for the job. And, John, thanks for everything you did with that. Appreciate it. Many of you here have already gotten to know Coach Kubiak, of course, during the time that he was here as a player and as a coach. He was here for 9 years as a player, 11 years as an offensive coordinator. But for those of you who haven't, I believe that soon you'll see the qualities that Gary not only has as a coach, but that he has as a person, and your mind will be made up as ours that he is the perfect fit to be our next head coach. One thing is clear about Gary Kubiak. He is a Bronco. He understands what this team stands for and the values that have been established under Pat Bolin. He also knows the passion of Broncos fans and the special relationship that this team has with this city, this community, and the entire Rocky Mountain region. Coach Kubiak also knows how to win. During his 31 seasons as a player and coach, he's been part of 17 playoff teams. He's won 12 division titles, been on 8 conference championship teams, and 6 Super Bowls he appeared in. He's coached on 3 world championship staffs, the 1994 San Francisco 49ers, and of course, the 1997 and 1998 Denver Broncos, who won back-to-back Super Bowls. During his 11 years in Denver as the Broncos offensive coordinator, including 4 years with John Elway as his quarterback, Coach Kubiak oversaw one of the most prolific offenses in NFL history. During that period, the Broncos led the NFL in scoring, in total yards, rushing yards, and most importantly, wins. Gary established himself during that time as one of the best offensive minds in the league. You know, it was difficult in 2005 seeing Gary leave our organization at the end of that season. It was actually January of 06, I believe. But he'd earned the right to pursue his dream to be an NFL coach. He did so, went down to Houston and coached the Texans. He took over a 2-14 team and built it into a perennial playoff contender, leading the Texans to their first division titles and postseason appearances in their franchise's history. Most recently, Gary helped the Baltimore Ravens offense become one of the NFL's most improved units this past season as their offensive coordinator, playing a key role in the team's return to the postseason. In Gary's 9 years since he was last a Bronco, it is clear he has grown as a coach and will bring new and fresh ideas to help this team reach its goal of winning another Super Bowl. Coach Kubiak, congratulations. We're glad to have you back as a Bronco. And at this time, I'd like John Elway to come up and just say a few remarks.
Thanks, Joe. You know what, Joe, maybe we ought to compare notes a little bit because you took about half my speech right there. So I'm going to keep this short. But I'd really like to say that this is really an exciting day for the Broncos as well as our fans. I think any time you go through a coaching change, there's always questions coming out the other end whether you got the right guy. And I will tell you this, in my mind, there is not a better job to take over the Denver Broncos. And so I'm thrilled that Gary's going to be our next head coach. I know what Gary Kubiak's about. At the pleasure. I've known him for 30 years, had a chance to play with him, play for him. I know his philosophies, and I know what he can do. I know his goals are the same as mine, and that's to win and to win world championships. And to have that ability to be able to have a guy like Gary that you trust, that I respect deeply about his football knowledge and what he can do to this football team, hopefully to take us to that next level. He's got all those qualities. And I think even the most important thing is the quality he does have is he's a Denver Bronco. He knows what Pat Bowlen wants. He knows the expectations that Pat has. He knows the culture of this organization. He knows the culture of this building. And so in my mind, as I said, and not only in my mind, but Joe, as we're going through the process, and really on Sunday to go down and meet with Gary down there and you know, spend some time with him and see what he's learned over the last, you know, 10, 12 years since when we haven't had a lot of time to spend together, that the knowledge that he's gained through his experience, I think all it will do is continue to make him a better coach, and it's going to make us a better organization. So with that said, there's not a greater honor for me than to introduce Gary Kubiak as our 15th head coach.
Wow, what a day. Well, one thing y'all learn about me real quick is when I'm up in front of the team or in front of the media, I'm not a notes guy. I kind of wing things, so I'm going to wing this right here and do the best job I can. But I want to start off with some thank yous. First off, I want to thank the Baltimore Ravens. That was extremely important to me because it's been a heck of a year for this guy. And without that organization giving me an opportunity about the same time last year, I probably wouldn't be here today. So I really want to thank Steve, Ozzie, John, the players, the organization. I was proud to be a part of them, and I appreciate the opportunity they gave me. It was a wonderful experience. I learned a great deal. I want to thank my family. Obviously, Rhonda's here, one of my boys. But in this business, without a great family, it's tough. You know, for me to go out and chase my dreams, Rhonda's always let me do that. It's a tough business, a lot of hours, a lot of work. She's always kept it under control and said, go get after it. So we're going to get after it again here, hon. So I thank you so much. And then most importantly, I want to thank Pat, Annabelle, the Bowlen family, Joe, John, their family to me. The Bowlen family gave me my first opportunity as a player. And really, they gave me my first opportunity as a coach. And I don't know how many years it is. I want to say 20, 21, 22 years that I've been a part of this organization. But there was no doubt when I got off the plane yesterday that I was home. I mean, from me seeing Fred to me seeing Bishy when I got off the plane and John, I knew that I was home. But I'm just so proud to be back in the Bronco Nation. It's been a big part of my life, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it again. Now, with all those things being said, I want everybody to understand that I do understand the expectations of this organization, and that's why I love it so much. I know that each and every year this team is built, and the job that Joe and John do in building this team is for one reason, and one reason only, and that's to win a championship. And fortunately, I was part of that. I was part of the last one, and I want to do that again. But the thing that I do understand in this business is that those things don't just happen. You have to work to make those happen, and that's the thing that I'm most comfortable with. I'm comfortable with the work. Not so much with this, but I'm comfortable out there between those lines, and I'm comfortable with the work. And I can't wait to get started with a good group of coaches, a tremendous group of people that I believe in and trust in so much, and go out there and chase that next championship for the Bronco Nation. So just thank you so much for letting me have the opportunity to do that. And the last thing I'd say before I answer some questions, I know there's some players here today. I want the players out there to know. I'll be getting in touch with each and every one of you here very quickly. But I want y'all to know how proud I am to be a part of you. I know that I have a job to do, but I'm one of you, and we're going to do it together, and I look forward to it so much. So once again, thank you, Pat. Thank you so much for bringing me home. Now it's time to go to work, and I will definitely do that. So without further ado, I'm more than welcome to answer some questions.
Coach, welcome back.
Thanks.
Peyton Manning, have you talked to him? Where do you stand with his situation?
Yes, we have talked. Talked a couple of days ago at length. Talked a little bit at, last night through via text and those type of things. Talked about a lot of stuff, but the bottom line, we've basically come to the conclusion. I know he's got some things going on, family things right now, and obviously, I've got a lot going on here the next couple of days, but we're going to get together and sit down. You know, the thing I want to do is I want to be the best support system I can be for Peyton. But, yes, we've had some very good conversations, and we'll have many more.
Okay, welcome back to Denver. You've taken over a 12-4 team, not a 4-12 team with, high draft picks and low expectations. There's high expectations, low draft picks. Is there any difference coming into a pressure cooker where the Super Bowl or bust is kind of the...
No, I mean, that's what I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of expectation. I was a part of that the whole time I was here. I was a part of that this past year in Baltimore. That's one of the reasons I went to Baltimore. I know how much they put into winning each and every year and the expectations that were there. I was part of Houston establishing some expectations, which I'm very proud of the people that went and did that. So, I mean, if you're working in this business, that's the opportunity you want. You want a chance to win a championship. You want to be around people that's the way they go about their business. So, no, I see that as a plus, and that's something that I welcome and I look forward to.
Hi, Coach.
Hi.
What's your vision in taking this team to the next level?
Well, first off, it's a great football team. A great football team has done a lot of great things. You have to put yourself in position. The next level is the Super Bowl, right? Winning the Super Bowl. And every year there are teams that make their way to the playoffs, have opportunities, but don't quite get there. So we always talk about the next step. But you have to make sure that you're positioning yourself all the time to taking that next step. And I know that John, the job that John does in putting the team together and the players that he surrounds the coaches with will continually give yourself an opportunity to do that. So you get yourself in that position. It's always important that you're at your best once you get to January. And it's been proven year in and year out. It's not how you get there, but once you get there, how you're playing. So we got to go to work on getting there and then be playing our best at that time.
Gary, how's it going?
I'm good.
Just going back to Peyton a little bit, when you talked to him, did you get to any level of whether or not you could build a playbook for him? That's been a lot of the talk on the outside, that your offense per se doesn't sort of fit what he does.
Well, it's easy to build a playbook for him. I mean, he's been the master at it for many, many years, and you're talking about a Hall of Fame player, Hall of Fame person. We didn't really get that far. It was just really conversations talking about family. There was some conversation about the Pro Bowl. There were some conversations about how he was feeling, those type of things. But really, we were just kind of setting the stage, so to speak, for our time to get together and visit on things. And like I said, just do everything I can to support him. I mean, this is his time. This is his time, his decision, and I need to be there for him in any way that I can. And that's what I, plan on doing.
Gary, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Last time we saw you as a head coach on the sideline, you went down, and it was a scary moment, I'm sure, for you. Where's your health? How confident are you that that won't happen again?
I actually came back after that. That wasn't the last time. I made it back for a few more. But, it was a scary time. I was talking to John about this the other day. Just probably ran myself in the ground a little bit. I think I learned a lot from that. I'm doing great. I'm feeling fine. Hopefully I look okay. But I'm doing fine. I've worked through that. And, I think it's like anything else. You're giving something everything you have. It was a tough season, tough situation, and I was going to keep swinging, and I probably, like I said, probably just ran myself down a little bit too much, but I've come back from it. Everybody tells me I'm doing just fine. Took a big physical this past week, so I'm ready to go.